Yes, Taylor Hagen of the Atlantic Girls Track, a junior. Can you go back over the last couple of years and give us some of your highlights and your accomplishments?
So my freshman year was my first year of track, and so that was kind of just like my starting, just to like get a feel for it. And then last year I was an alternate at Drake and at State for a few events.
So what about this year? How do you feel the first 3 weeks of practice? Is your wrap up 3 weeks of practice?
I feel pretty good. This year I'm excited for long jump. So because last year I almost made it to state. Like, I was just short, so.
What are we looking at for distance this year? What's your goal?
Like, over 15, probably.
That'd be wonderful. That'd score a lot of points. What about the running events?
Probably, like, relays the most. So, like, the 4x2 or, like, sprint met.
Well, best of luck, Taylor.
Thank you.
Katrina Williams joining us as well, a distance runner, although we might see in a lot of 400s as well, I think, this year. I don't know, and we'll see, but I think you're pretty diversified. Go over the last couple of years, you kind of dual-sported, haven't you?
Yeah, so last year was my first year actually doing this track in high school, and I dual-sported with soccer, and that was good. It was fun. I enjoyed getting to do track that year and soccer at the same time. It was a little overwhelming having to split my time between the two teams, but so I'm just kind of focusing on track this year, which I hope will be a good time.
Well, and talk about cross-country. I mean, how much has that helped you transition to track?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, getting that base of mileage down in cross-country, and yeah, just I enjoy running in general, so it's been a lot of fun.
So where are we going to see you here?
I actually don't know where coaches want to put me. He kind of switched me around last year between the mile, open 8, 4x8, 2 mile, 400 hurdles. There's a lot of variety in it, so I'm looking forward to what he puts me in.
Well, you got to be pretty excited about having that kind of diversity, though, to be able to run those events. What's your favorite, if you had to prioritize?
I enjoy the 800s. I didn't get my rhythm down in the 2 miles, so I'd like to see what I might try that around and see if I can get my get the rhythm down for that. I enjoyed the 400 hurdles. I don't know if I could say there's a favorite, honestly. They're all really fun.
How much are you looking forward to the season getting going here?
I'm looking forward to it a lot. Yeah, we have a solid group of girls, and it'll just be fun to hang out with them and run with them. And, yeah, I think we can do a lot this year.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, Livia joining us here. Livia Olson, and give us a background here.
So I started track in middle school. I ran a little bit, but my main thing is I'm a thrower, so I throw shot put and discus. The past 2 years have been a good base for me to kind of get my footing and get up to some higher meets last year and kind of see what my competitors would look like and see the footwork and everything that I need to be working on.
So what are we looking at for distance? What did you do last year, and what are some of your goals, so to speak, this year?
So last year, my discus, I broke 100, which was a really big milestone for me because I'd been working at it for a long time. And then my shot put, I think I got over 35. I'm not quite sure on that one, but one of my goals for this year would be to consistently throw over 35 or for the shot put and discus, throw over 100.
So what have you done in the off season to get this kind of improvement this year?
I've been working on strength training a lot with weights at the school and then just on my own time. I've also been running a little bit, and I've worked on my technique a lot. We had a throwing camp this past Sunday that helped a lot with Brad Weimer. He showed me a lot of good drills to keep my footwork in check.
So what one thing did you take away from that camp as far as technique?
Technique, I would say probably keeping all my weight back and kind of keeping my spring loaded so you can really shoot for it at the front of the ring.
You're on a mission.
I'm on a mission this year, yep.
You are committed. Hey, great to talk to you, Olivia. Best of luck.